Advocates for clean drinking water say proposed new limits set by the New York State Department of Health for PFOS, PFOS, and other toxic chemicals are too high and will lead to serious health problems. Karen DeWitt reports.
The State Health Department is recommending that the drinking water supply of any New Yorker does not contain any more than 10 parts per trillion of PFOA, 10 parts per trillion of PFOS, and 1 part per billion of a related substance, 1,4-dioxane. Those sound like very small amounts, but a group of many of the state's leading environmentalists say that's still too high. Maureen Cunningham with Environmental Advocates says the chemicals can be detected and treated in humans at a level of 2 parts per trillion, so that should be the standard.
Anything else is leaving millions of New Yorkers at risk from detectable and treatable contamination.
The group say the state is also behind in testing water supplies. Liz Moran with the New York Public Interest Research Group says national data shows that, of the drinking water supplies that have already been tested, many contain the toxic substances.
Millions of New Yorkers already have these contaminants in their drinking water.
The health department's proposed rules note that there are economic costs to further lowering the limits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.